dread mules through wired land has spread from shore to shore. For such a deed no living man has ever heard before. The deeds of Cromwell in his time, I'm sure no worse could do than those Tans and Brabs that murdered those four youths in Killaloe. Three of the four were on the run and searched for all until with this brave gun in Williamstown was found. They asked him where the rest inside to the rebels he proved through, and because he would not sell the pass, he was shot in Killaloe. On the 4th day of November, that day of sad renown, they were sold and traced through Galway to that house in Williamstown. Got a fighting chance, but were captured while asleep. And the way that they ill-treated them would cause your blood to creep. They haggled them both hands and feet with twines they could not break, and they brought them down to Killaloe by steamer on the lake, without clergy, judge or jury on the bridge. They shunned them down, and their blood flowed with the Shannon, convenient to the town. With 3 days of perseverance, their bodies they let go. At 10 p.m. their funeral passed through O'Gonnelore, and they were kept in Scariff Chapel for 2 nights and a day. Now in that place of rest they lie, kind people for them pray. If you were at their funeral, it was an awful sight to see the local clergy and they all dressed up in white. Such a sight as these four martyrs in one grave was never seen, for they died to save the flag of love, the orange, white and green. Now they are dead and gone, I hope in peace they'll rest. Like all young Irish martyrs, forever among the blessed. The day will come when all will know who sold their lives away. Of young MacMahon and Rogers, brave Egan and Kildare.